Crooked Creek's Tribal Transportation Director, Tim Zakar, says the existing runway dips in some parts.
In other sections where it's lifted up, so there's kind of like waves, not too safe for planes to be landing on, you know, a washboarded runway.
Donlin Gold Representative Christina Woolston stated the mining company had no involvement in securing these funds, although she said they have been training heavy equipment operators in preparation for this airport construction project. Zakar says Crooked Creek started planning for the new runway about 15 years ago. He says it took a long time for the state of Alaska to obtain the land for the new runway.
The land was owned by a native allotment owner, and he passed on, so he had a number of heirs, and they all had to, you know, come to agreement on it. And some of them didn't want to, you know, sell the land. They wanted to trade the land for, you know, another piece of land somewhere else, but the state didn't want to do that. They just eventually had to sell because, you know, everybody needs a runway here, so.
Zakar says with over $15 million, they can build a longer runway that's also lighted. He says that will make it easier to medevac people out of the village. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.